Well, I suppose it's fair to say from the outset, Greg, that this is extremely disappointing that we're even having this conversation because, as you know, we have just recently rolled out information sessions on the new access and inclusion model. Now, this is a support program which we have been advocating for quite a long time now. And we just discovered as of a couple of weeks ago that it looks as if the HSE locally have made a decision to withdraw the existing supports that are available through special needs assistance grants before the new access and inclusion model gets up and running.
Now, there was an agreement, was there not, that during the transition that these services would remain?
Absolutely. I mean, the success of the program has really hinged on the fact that this program will take at least 3 years to be embedded in the early childhood sector, mainly because the early childhood sector now has to significantly upskill so that they can work with children with more complex needs. So obviously that's going to take a bit of time. The expertise isn't there in the sector at the moment. And the interdepartmental agreement was that all existing supports, i.e. the special needs assistance grants, would stay in place where they were available until such times as the new model was completely implemented and up and running.
Now, the HSE Donegal seem to be on a solo run on this one.
Well, it would appear so because we have information from our counterparts in Sligo and Leitrim that their supports are actually protected. In fact, they have got an additional 4,500 this year because of increased demand, because as we all know, particularly with incidences of conditions like autism, they're on the rise every year. And they've actually secured additional funding, whereas Donegal, we're estimating a 65% drop in the number of grant allocations that were made between last year and this year, even though the number of children seems to have increased.
So I presume at the very least then you're looking for this apparent decision to be reversed.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no other outcome for this other than this decision to be reversed, because it looks as if now going into the September 2016 year that vulnerable children, children with disabilities and special educational needs may not in fact be able to attend mainstream preschool at all. And nothing else can happen other than have this decision reversed and immediately, because you must remember that the early childhood services need time now to recruit special needs assistance, and then they must go through the Garda vetting process. And at the very least, this will not be in place now for the 1st of September, even if this was reversed today. So this issue is of utmost urgency.
And we've heard about the importance of all children, where possible, being educated and cared for together. The last thing we want to see is decisions like this causing segregation.
Yes, well, I mean, that's exactly what it's going to do, because, I mean, if you have a child now this September that's due to start preschool and can't have a special educational needs assistant, and the group that the child is going to is not sufficient, does not have the sufficient capacity as yet to work with that child, well, where is that child going to go?